I thought you had left.
I have. I'm speaking to you from another world than you have been.
Oh no, not left behind.
Left behind.
Grace and faith were used on us, not by us.
The gospel of grace.
You are the thing that was in the mind of God.
The gospel of peace.
This plan was put together by God and Jesus before the creation of anything else.
That was Mike Williams, and this is the Gospel Revolution.
Welcome to the Gospel Revolution Powercast for Friday, January 5, 2018. The very first to... the only Friday, January 5th, 2018 ever.
Oh, what a flashback.
I know. I had a breakdown while I was doing it. I was wanting to say so many things, including Happy New Year, that I think I just channeled a spirit of Glenn.
I think you did.
Greetings, you beautiful humans.
Yeah, you might as well go the whole thing.
Hello, you beautiful humans.
Yield yourself to it, brother. Yield yourself to it.
You may as well. We're coming.
There you go.
We're coming to you from the Gospel Revolution studios right here in Evor, Alabama, where you would be forgiven for thinking we'd already hit the terps. But no, we haven't. We are just full of the joy of 2018. And we say here that a text without a context is a pretext. But right now from Palm Beach Gardens, with more consistent, persistent, repetitive CPR of the gospel, is that laughing man in the background that you just heard, the president and founder of the Gospel Revolution, Michael Williams. Hello, Mr. Michael.
Hey, Donald. I am doing well. And the reason we're laughing is because it really is a good year so far. Everybody seems to be kind of persuaded that this is going to be a good year for the Gospel Revolution.
It already is for me.
Already is, yeah.
It's the 1st of January and I have not yet had a bounced check.
Well,
it is wonderful. What's been happening in your life? We haven't talked since last year.
I know, really. Well, it's just a good year. There's already so many things that are happening in the Gospel Revolution. Yesterday, actually New Year's Eve, I was thinking about the term grace and all of the words, goodness gracious, Don, that come out to describe grace. The best one we've got is amazing grace. I think that's the one the whole world has settled on is the acceptable.
You don't like greasy grace?
Well, we've got all those other terms that certainly we've been accused of. And Paul, let me make sure that we include somebody else in these statements, negative statements about the teachings of grace. Paul was accused of that. Paul was accused of saying, let's go out and do evil that good may be done. And he addressed it directly, that he said at different times, you know, this is what we are falsely accused of, and this is what is said about what I am teaching. And here we are 2,000 years later trying to explain the difference between what we actually said and what we're accused of saying. So... as I was going through all of these terms of description of grace, greasy grace, slippery grace, goodness, there's every kind of...
Sacramental grace, if you're a Catholic.
Exactly.
And if you're a Catholic, that special grace that exists between when you're born and when you're dunked, or when you're baptized,
mm-hmm.
You don't know what can happen to a baby in that period. So, you know, many an accident. You might, you know, fall under a horse or something on the way to the church.
Yeah.
So there's that kind of grace. And there's a grace that the Calvinists talk about. I forget what it's called. But it's a grace that leads you to grace.
Yeah.
It's like a pre-selective grace. It's a grace that you have when you're not having grace.
Yes. And there's denominations that talk about sanctifying grace.
Sanctifying?
The ability to become more like God so you can relate to Him.
Mm.
And goodness, all kinds.
It's amazing when you start inventing crap. It's amazing how you've just got to invent terms to describe the crap.
Yeah, exactly. You've just got so much crap, you got to have crap descriptions. So. But I can guarantee you that grace is not crap, folks. No matter how many times you hear people say it, grace is not something, you know, Peter was convinced that grace is something you grow in. As he said, just like knowledge, grace is something you grow in. And I think that's where they missed it. I think they missed it in that grace is a progressive experience instead of a declaration of redemption for all. I'm channeling somebody else now. Now, we realize that we live in the grace of God, but grace is a very declarative thing. It is not something that is you got some of, or you don't have enough of, or you need more of. Grace is something God did for the entire human race. It is an act. It is a demonstration. And grace has been given to the entire human race, which resulted in the righteousness of the entire planet.
So instead of like insurance companies say, oh, that was an act of God. Sorry, we don't cover your house if it's attacked by fairies. Well, actually, what you're saying is are you okay there, buddy? Have you been drinking?
I don't have to when I'm around you. I just...
Well, that's nice. I'm the best drunk. Yeah, what I hear you saying is that grace is an act of God.
It is. And it's an act of God that is completed. It is finished, is another term that I would add to grace, is that it is finished. It's a completed work. And we can grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but as you grow in that, you will find out more about the grace that has been bestowed upon the entire human race 2,000 years ago. And so we view grace in those terms here at the Gospel Revolution and Mike Williams Ministries, and we want to reaffirm that here at the beginning of this year of 2018 as the gospel that we are sharing. A lot of people have picked up on sharing about grace over the last 30 years. We made such a big stink of it decades ago. That it has become a topic. Everybody realized they had to start saying something about it. And some of it they got from me, some of it they, you know, came up with on their own, some of it correct and most of it incorrect about the subject of grace, in my view. So as I was thinking about this, I thought, well, what in the world could we actually call grace other than amazing? And it is amazing. A term that I've really enjoyed for several years in the process of my teaching myself an expanded vocabulary. This was one of those words over the last several years, and it's the word prodigious. And I thought, well, I like the word, but let me look up the definitions here and see if prodigious would be a good way to describe God's grace.
I'm prodigious. Some people call me a prodigy.
And I guess that's part of that word, isn't it? It's a part of the root word.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. But that would make me prodigious Don, not prodigious grace.
Yeah. You know, not pretentious, prodigious.
Pretentious? Moi?
So prodigious, part of the word is prodigy. So tell me now, or forever hold your peace, is prodigious going to be a good word for me to start saying that the Gospel Revolution and Mike Williams Ministries from henceforth and forever teaches prodigious grace?
Well, you've already started. Why are you asking me for permission?
Well, I need permission from you.
Well, from the Reverend Dr. Don, you want permission? Apostle
Michael. Well, you are my elder, so.
Apostle Michael, permission granted. I've always wanted to say that.
Based on what? Why do you give that permission?
Well, the very word itself means awesome.
Yeah.
In every way, what people would say now, oh, that's awesome. Well, this really is awesome. Yes. It's like really impressive, really remarkable in size or in degree. It just means
off the charts.
Fantastic. Yeah. Off the, thank you. Yeah. Or as they say in New Orleans, off the hook.
Yeah.
Top draw.
That's correct. So, yeah, prodigious grace. So if you want to tell somebody that they would love for them to listen to the grace that is taught by the Gospel Revolution, and people say, well, what is that? Well, it's prodigious grace. Well, number one, probably less than half of them are going to know the word. They're not going to tell you they don't know the word, so they're going to go home and look it up, like I did several years ago when I heard it on a movie and recognized it the first time and thought, I like that word. So, so prodigious is a good description of the grace that we teach. It is awesome. It's something you stand in awe of. And I guess amazing could be one of the descriptive words, but we're escalating amazing grace to prodigious grace.
Well, guess what, Michael?
What?
While you were yabbering away there, I mean, give a man permission as an apostle to say something, he just never stops talking. but, mate, while you were talking, I went and bought prodigiousgrace.com, and we now own it. And if you look up prodigiousgrace.com, guess where it forwards to? Well, I'm not going to tell you. Why don't you try it? Check it out for yourself and see.
Oh, you sneaky, sneaky devil, you. Folks, that's how fast things can happen on a shoestring budget.
By the way, we haven't told the people, if you look for MikeWilliamsMinistries.com, that now forwards to Gospel Revolution, exactly where you'd expect it to go.
Oh, man, that's so wonderful. These are things that somewhere in me knew they needed to be done, but I, of course, don't have any technical knowledge to even express my desire for it to happen. So it's good to have folks that carry this out.
Well, mind you, we got good and bad sort of alike going in here. We got Dr. Jim, what's his face?
Richards.
We got Dr. Jim Richards forwarding to us as well. We got a couple of Benny Hinn's and a Kenneth Copeland or three. I'm telling you, I just want to get everyone looking up anyone to come to us. That's what I want.
That's incredible. Well, and that's the way it's done. Goodness gracious. We will direct anybody to us any way that we can.
And we're more than happy to sell these back to the people whose names they carry, by the way, for a small, yeah. small, never-to-be-repeated sum that will probably feed a small third-world country for a year.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. A lot, like I said, a lot is going on. Goodness, it's a new year. That's really 2018. Who did this?
Man, and they did it while we were sleeping.
Exactly.
Oh, the terrors. There is so much going to be happening this year, family. Mike and I were chatting last night on the phone, and we were just reflecting. We're too old to be overwhelmed. We were just simply reflecting on how much has been achieved. I mean, if we just did a follow the bouncing ball in the history of the Gospel Revolution, we'd come up with Norval Hayes. From Norval Hayes, we'd go to some of the biggest names on the planet in the Word Faith movement, the Hagans, the Copelands, the Hins, and all the rest of them. And from there, we'd go to an ignominious shaming and pretty much shunning by the church in general. And then we would go from there to the lean years, the years when if it wasn't for the love of Hazel, the man Mike Williams, as we know him, might well have just pretty well disappeared. We just, And then we went from there to a friend of his picking up on an idea, Glenn Klein.
Yeah.
And if you want to hear how Glenn Klein was instrumental in helping revive the gospel of grace and peace with Mike Williams, just go to just Google Glenn Klein online. You'll see his archive of webcasts. Listen to a few, and you'll start to get an idea how over 6 years that man Glenn Klein helped reshape, and reaffirm the gospel. After that, I came along, and I've been working with Mike now for pretty much the same amount of time, 6 years, and
goodness,
It has been an absolute pleasure to be present to and with this man's mind. Now, Mike Williams, I can't tell you what his brain's made of, except that it doesn't work like anyone else's that I've ever met. Mike Williams, Mike, you join the dots in ways that, you know, there's a few people in the world who make me think. You know, like one is Ravi Zacharias. He makes me think.
Mm-hmm.
Another one would be Tony Campolo out of the Baptists. Another one would be Mother Teresa out of the Catholic faith. Another one would be Max Licato out of the Church of Christ, for crying out loud. How did he ever come out of the Church of Christ talking about grace? And Dr. Gene Scott is another one, a man that just made me think before he died and still makes me think. And Chuck Missler from the U.S. Northwest there up in Spokane or Coeur d'Alene, he's an ex-naval intelligence officer, I believe. But these are the – I draw people who make me think from all parts of life, but I have never seen somebody join the dots like you do, Mike. And your mind – you talk about prodigious. Your mind – now, you and I have together developed a couple of themes and a couple of thoughts and a couple of ideas. Some people call them doctrines, but they're just things that have been sitting dormant in us since birth that we just – when we met together, we just intermeshed and one of us lit the other one up and out something good come. But I don't – my mind doesn't work like yours. I know that you – you talk me up in that, but, mate, I'm nowhere close to you in the mental Olympics, and I just am so grateful that I know you. And if you want to know a little bit about the history of the Gospel Revolution, well, that's it on a postage stamp, family. But I want to tell you that this next year coming up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, we're excited.
I'm so excited.
Don, thank you, number one, for acknowledging my lunacy. Many times I really do think I'm just kind of out to lunch, but other people seem to make sense out of what I'm saying. I enjoy helping one of my friends do a puzzle. And as I was been helping him do these puzzles, sometimes going over and sitting for a few hours just doing puzzles, I thought, wow, that's really how this gospel has come together, that actually what I'm doing is taking puzzle pieces and putting them just where they go. I like that better than joining the dots because, you know, when you join dots, sometimes somebody will join dots together that don't go there, even though they're joined.
Whenever you hear this, you can be almost certain one out of every two is wrongly joined. What God has put together, let no man.
So that's why I describe it more of placing the puzzle pieces together, because the picture is there, and all we're doing is piece at a time, joining the picture to the picture. But, you know, people can call it whatever they like. Yeah, it's kind of funny to hear you say those things when my feelings toward you and so many others in the Gospel Revolution. We've just got a load of thinkers out there. I can get on the phone with Al Vitale sometime, and he will say something that I know he thinks he's heard from me, but he doesn't realize he didn't hear that from me. And that's how wonderful the gospel is. That's how much it is part of our DNA. It's in us. This concept of gospel is in there. And I've had several times with him and, oh, goodness, so many of our friends around the world that, oddly enough, so many times when they come up with these thoughts, they attribute them to me. But I think that that's a little trick of the mind. I think that they don't realize that these thoughts were always in them and may not be something I ever said at all. Oh, believe me, I'll take the credit for every good thing that's out there without any problem whatsoever. But we really do have some fantastic thinkers, and you guys keep us thinking and keep those questions coming. because
questions are the lifeblood flowing through the veins of the gospel revolution.
So, now, Don, I'm telling you, I've been sitting on this news now for about 3 months, I think.
The awesome apostle has been sitting on a secret that he didn't even tell the good Reverend Doctor.
I have a secret, and I must divulge it. I guess that's one of the things, you know, first of the year, you got to tell the truth, you know. So, we really have some fantastic, prodigious news coming out of Canada and out of Mike Williams Ministries, something that is so momentous that we have been waiting for a very specific reason.
To use the words of the Bible, has any good thing come out of Canada?
Yeah, a few good things right now. And it just seems, in fact, that seems to be where so much of it comes from, is Canada for us in the gospel revolution. Now, you guys have heard a name called Nardos Kabidi. Now, Nardos was pastor of church, and I do say was because he now is no longer pastor of the church. And about a year and a half ago, came into his first session of the Grace Conferences there in Calgary. And we've told his story. I'm not going to try to tell it again right now. You'll be hearing more about and from Nardos. And he came into that meeting and then came again in the spring of last year and in the fall of this past year. Three meetings. Now, get this, folks. Three meetings this guy has been to. The transformation in he and his family, his wife and two, his seven-year-old twin sons, has been monumental. It is, there's hardly a way we could truly describe this to you. We will be recording more of Nardos. You heard him now. If you got the Calgary conference, you've heard Nardos in that series also speaking. And in that, Nardos is giving his testimony of a true conversion. I remember doing my series on true conversion and going through Paul's conversion and comparing it to Christian conversion. Well, Christian conversion and true conversion are two absolutely different animals.
Mm-hmm.
And Nardos went through a true conversion away from self-righteousness to the nothing but the righteousness of God through Christ. And this salvation that he went through, this transformation has been amazing and is still going, even as it is in all of us. In the fall of last year, I got a letter from Michael Blanche, who's our vice president of Mike Williams Ministries. And most of you know that Michael has been a part of this ministry and my life and my family's life for over 30 years. And worked for me out on the road, was a great part of the progress and the history of the gospel revolution in a magnificent way, really. I asked Michael to be the vice president of this ministry just a few years ago. And even with his schedule, he did a magnificent job for us. And we just want to say thanks to Michael, number one.
Spoken to Michael a couple of times on the phone. We've done an interview or two with him. And and Mike is just a heck of a human being. Just a wonderful,
he
wonderful.
He is, yeah. Indeed. You may disagree with him on many levels, but you'll never find him disagreeable on any level.
Ain't that true?
It really is. He is. He's a real artist at being a human. It's just, he's a real good human, when you come right down to it. After, Michael, resigned from his position as vice president of the ministry, which is it's an important position really. I, of course, began to think of what, to do, you know, who in the world of, all of the qualified people that I could think of that have been with the ministry for decades. You know, it's where my mind first went. But, you know, we've got enough old folks in here already. So
Our nurse. Our nurse.
So as I was thinking about the whole future of the gospel and Mike Williams Ministries, I started thinking, you know, about what would be most beneficial for the ministry and who would I enjoy working with? You know, when you've got somebody on board that's that close, just like Don and Jeff and Glenn. I mean, we have to work in close proximity, so you do have to take into consideration who you'd enjoy working with. I hadn't been in this contemplative mode very long about what we should do, and boy, Nardos Kabidi just came to my mind. It's like, well, now that's strange, but I'm strange, so I should not be surprised by the thought. And, but boy, once something settled in me, it's settled. And I just knew that this was the right, direction to go. So approximately 2.5 months ago, maybe 3 months ago, I called Nardos, and this was only our third conversation by phone, and, was asking him how he was doing, where he was at. He was so excited about the gospel. He was wanting to do this, wanting to do videos. He was asking permission to help do this and permission to help do that. And may I do this? And can you use me here? And can I do that? And it's like, goodness gracious, hold on here, boy. You know, we've got to, you're going to be dragging us around if we keep up at this pace. And it was on that phone call that I told Nardos that I was asking him to be the new vice president of Mike Williams Ministries. Well, there was quite a hesitation. There was a silence on the phone. As it turns out, he was just totally stricken by the invitation to be the vice president of the ministry.
By the way, is he a reverend?
Yes, he is.
A real reverend?
A real right reverend.
Is he a doctor? Is he like I'm a reverend, right reverend doctor?
I don't know if he's a doctor or not, but we can, you know, we can doctor him. I mean, everybody doctors.
Oh my God! Oh. Words fail me. Keep going, please.
So, but regardless of credentialed or otherwise, this man has the heartbeat of the gospel and the gospel revolution in his hands. He absolutely understands the gospel. He feels he knows nothing, but it's, you know, we all feel like we know nothing still. So it's like, join the crowd. We all feel like we know nothing. So compared to what we have available to us, we're still learning. So all you're doing is coming into a learning group of people. I asked Nardos to think about it. I told him not to give me the answer. I said, please talk to your wife. There's probably implications.
Man, if I was going to get doctored, I'd have to talk to my wife. I know that.
There'd probably be implications socially and definitely with his status in the Christian community. And so several days later, he called me back and told me that he was still blown away by the offer, but that he would love to accept. And since then, I mean, it's he seems to think that he needs to be busy doing something every day for the gospel if he's going to be the vice president, which is quite all right with me.
Yeah. Don't disabuse him of that notion.
No, we're not. So, folks, you've got a real treat coming up, and that is the involvement of Nardos Kabidi in the Gospel Revolution and Mike Williams Ministries. We expect this relationship to possibly outlast me as far as the ministry is concerned. This man has a tremendous heart to reach other people. He has expanded our footprint in Canada already more than what we had. I'm not sure how many languages that Nardos is capable in, but he definitely has given us now a footprint in Ethiopia. And on a phone call just this last week or so, I was informed of our new footprint that we now have in Lebanon. Tremendous opportunities of the gospel, you know, really going out around the planet more and more than what it has. And let me tell you, 2017 has been a fantastic year for the gospel and gospel revolution.
Did you put it in the paper? Did you write it down in film? Did you send a short text message or fax it from your home? Did you put it in a billboard? Make a little sign? Email or do Facebook? Anyway, it's fine. Gotta get out the gospel. Gotta get out the gospel. GospelRevolution.com. Yeah, baby.
My goodness. Now, coming up soon, I'm going to be doing my first live video conference in Kingaroy, Australia. Just about 2.5 hours northwest of Brisbane, and a town of about 10,000. That I am told that the entire town is now divided over the gospel, and these folks are sharing and listening, and getting together at least once a week, and at other times they're talking to other people at all times about the gospel. So we've had a couple of conversations, and we're very excited to give our full support to these folks. You know, the one thing that's difficult for people to understand, when they call in and tell us, you know, they're new listeners, or they reaching out to other people, I think they expect that they are supposed to join us and help us do something. It takes me time, Don, to convince them that that's not the way this works with the gospel revolution. You are not attaching yourself to us so you can help us. You are attaching yourself to us so we can help you.
There you go.
We want to be here for you. We want to promote what you do. We want to support what you do in any way that we can. So,
yeah, this is, we come into this. Many of us from religion, where we've got where it's not an organism, it's an organization, and in an organization you've got your apostles, you've got your prophets, you've got your pastors, you've got your evangelists. Actually, it's very easy if you really want to. If you want to have fun, you people in the Word of Faith movement, think about this: your apostles are your CEOs, your evangelists are your salesmen. Your profits are your research and development. I mean, we have made the organization of church all about corporation concepts. It's an organism, not an organization. And in this organism, when you join yourself to us, you become part of us, and we feed every single part of us. I love what you're saying there, Mike.
Yeah, we really do. And it is put together just like the body is. And, you know, the hand is supplied by the head. The hand doesn't supply the head. And I know it seems a ridiculously simple concept, but it is not out there in Christianity. It doesn't work the other way.
If you want to know how the gospel works, take any Western organization, dismantle it from the bottom up, turn it upside down. That's what the gospel is. Mm-hmm. The worldly way of doing things is a pyramid with the boss at the top and the peons and the slaves at the bottom and middle management in the middle. You have to turn that on its head before you can get the chief cornerstone, Jesus, and on him is built the apostles and prophets, as Paul says, and on them we all rest.
Yes.
It's just, you know, that's what the gospel is. And the angel said to me, John, turn your head and have a look at the lion of the tribe of Judah. I turned my head, and I saw a lamb freshly slain. It's an upside-down kingdom.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't know of any church that is set up that way. They are all the standard pyramid and from the head, which they say is Christ, but it actually is the pastor or the head of the organization and leads down. Uh-huh. But this organization has developed quite organically. It wasn't a plan. It wasn't a, oh, look how this is, so let's plan this out to be this way. This is just how the gospel infiltrates the way you think. It just comes right in and begins to teach you things you didn't know you needed to know. And so the gospel taught me how to run this ministry. I didn't know I needed to be taught how to run the ministry, but I'll guarantee you, talk with some of the guys that used to work for me 30 years ago, and they will tell you the difference between then and now. Yep. And including Michael Blanch. Oh my gosh. Some of these guys have horror stories. But the odd thing is that all of the guys, except for one I've lost contact with, all of the guys that worked for me during those years, during the 80s and the 90s, and there were several of them, as word of faith as I was, as judgmental as I was, to this day, they are still some of my closest friends in the world, and still love me. I still love them. We survived all of that. I don't think if we had not moved on into the gospel that we would have even remained friends. So all of these things are happening in the gospel revolution, and we will we'll let you guys know. I don't know if there's a way for others to tap into this meeting we're going to be doing. We'll find out. I don't know the technology of it. I think it's only going to be with this Skype to their local home. They've actually bought a giant screen TV just for this meeting. And they've placed it up in one of the people's homes, and I'm going to be their guest speaker right here in Palm Beach County.
That is so wonderful.
It is indeed, yeah.
Can I add a few thoughts about Nardos Kabedi?
You may. You've talked to Nardos. Tell me what you think about him.
I don't think his wife feeds him enough.
He is a little guy, that's for sure.
I reckon his wife doesn't feed him enough. He's got to dance around in the shower just to get wet, is my idea. Mate, you were looking, obviously, for somebody who had the time, motivation, energy, knowledge, and natural talent to fill the position. As you said, we have endless number of highly well-qualified people that could have done that. But you and I aren't getting any younger, and we've got more years behind us than we have ahead of us, reasonable to think. And here's what I think of Nardos. Firstly, he's in a different generation than most of our people. He's going to be bringing a different generation into the gospel, and he will be out-surviving you and me, mm-hmm. most likely. And I remember back when I managed the largest music store in the Southern Hemisphere. It was called The Music Man in Sydney at the time. And I learned a very valuable lesson when I was managing that store. We used to make a million bucks out of selling these little electronic organs, that with one finger on each hand, you could make music. And that was the big deal about it. One finger on each hand, you could play a tune. And they were simple tunes, but you could finally fulfill your dreams of being a musician. You'd never be a concert artist, maybe, but you'd at least have a lot of fun in your own living room making music. And I discovered, because basically the bottom line was profits for me, even though I was a musician, I loved music, and I found eventually that I just gave up trying to hire musicians. I gave it up. Musicians are a temperamental bunch there's many names we could, but they are. I would rather get somebody who was a natural talent at selling and teach him how to play with two fingers. I found I made more money doing that, getting people with the natural talent and giving them the knowledge that they needed in order to make money. I found that worked best, and this is what I feel Nardos is. Nardos is somebody when you speak to Nardos, there are two things that are going to strike you immediately. Number one is the outshining. The little his face tells you what's on the inside of him, and what's on the inside of him is the glory of God and the amazing, wonderful gratitude of the gospel.
Yeah.
Now, does he have all the knowledge of how the bits fit together? No, but that can be learned real quickly. And I tell you, every time I speak to Nardos, Michael, he just seems to have developed more depth in the gospel and more knowledge.
Every time.
Every single time. Now, as for those Skype conferences you're talking about, and by the way, Nardos is a gifted man technically. Videos, audio, the man is good.
Unbelievable.
Which is why we're going to be putting our server in Canada under the microscopic eye of Nardos. And it is a bit microscopic because he's not a big man, you know. Under his watchful gaze, our server is going to be relocated up into Calgary because the man's got some technical skills that we really sorely need here and now.
Mm-hmm.
But as for these Skype conferences, we're going to be doing more of these.
I think so.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. I'll come to that in a minute when we talk about conferences.
And now for something completely different.
The next area I want to talk about this year that we are, and we're just going to spend this podcast sharing with you how our thoughts are heading for this year. And let me say this, whatever we say, it doesn't matter what I say, what Michael says, what anyone says, it really is going to come down to how you respond. It's going to come down to you.
Mm-hmm.
You hear Michael say, questions are the lifeblood of the gospel revolution. And if without your questions, we have nothing to think about. We're just as dumb as a post unless we're answering your questions. We really are. We're like the old turtle on a post thing. You are the gospel revolution. What Michael just got through saying that we're all in this, mate and matesses, you are the gospel revolution, and without you we have nothing and go nowhere, as this pledge drive we're about to enter is about to prove.
Yeah.
But we're looking at expanding our website this year. There is so much I need to do on the website that I haven't gotten to do yet, and some of you may say, gee, I could do a better job than that. Friend, if that went through your mind, I need you.
Mm-hmm.
We need you and your technical expertise. It's a WordPress website. It's using the Divi theme, and it's a pretty simple thing to get to know it and to work with it. So we're looking for people to help us with that. But we plan to look at forums on the website so that we're somewhat independent of Facebook. We will never be dropping Facebook. Our Facebook groups are going to be there for as long as Facebook's there, because that's the only way that we get to relate to many of you.
Gospel Revolution.
The next thing that we're going to be doing this year that I'd like to talk about is our studio interviews, or our remote interviews. I want to set up 4 remote interviews. The first one will be with Nardos Kabidi, because we think that you, if you haven't had a chance to see his videos or hear him yet, that you deserve to hear him. So we'll be doing the first one probably between now and March with Nardos Kabidi. There's several other people that I have in mind as well, and if you can think of anyone that you would like to hear more from, you've heard maybe a snippet of them on one of our podcasts, or you know them and you think they would make a very interesting person to have a podcast done on, how about you let me know? freedom@gospelrevolution.com. In fact, for anything that we're saying today, that is the email address to use. So our website expansion, our studio interviews, we need helpers. We need Santa's happy little helpers to help us with, look, if you think that there's anything you'd like to do to help us here in the Gospel Revolution, please get in touch with us and let us know.
And Pledge Drive will be starting as of this PowerCast going out, Don.
Praise the Lord and send me the money. I'm so happy. You can be happy too. Praise the Lord and send me the money. That's what Jesus wants you to do. Praise the Lord, I'm sending the money.
All they care about is getting money, 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 money.
I tried to keep talking as long as I could to stop you talking about bloody money, but I just failed. I failed miserably.
Yes, we want your money. And we always commit to talking about it more, and we never do. That's the thing, is that we don't talk about it enough. But we are going to be called. I tell you, one of the best things that happened to me last year, one of the worst things that happened to the ministry is we lost Jeff Robertson. But the one of the best things that happened to me is I was forced into service on making these calls on the pledge drive. And what a delight. I'm telling you what, I fell in love with you guys all over again. Whether you give anything or not, there's people that were unable to contribute during the year, but we stayed on the phone and talked anyway. So it's just been a real delight. I found myself actually looking forward to instead of dreading making the calls. I never dreaded making the calls because of talking to the people. I dreaded making the calls because I'm just not good at asking for money. But you guys have made it so easy, so pleasant.
So we're coming for you again.
Exactly. We had one gospel revolutionary. We were talking on the phone a few days before New Year. And at the end of the conversation, we were just having a good conversation. And I was starting to say bye. He said, oh, wait a minute. He said, I want to make a contribution. And it was a sizable contribution to the ministry. And I said, wow. I said, I really do appreciate it. Thank you. And what we'll do is we'll count this toward the pledge drive. And that way it'll make the success of the pledge drive much better. We got ready to hang up and I was telling him, you know, we would use this against our totals on the pledge drive. And he said, oh, he says, well, that's fine. He says, but call me back during the pledge drive because I want to give more.
Oh, wow.
And it just kind of set everything up for me for a good pledge drive. It's like, goodness gracious, here I've got people bringing up giving contributions that I certainly haven't brought up the discussion about it at all. And then I'm relieving them from feeling any responsibility to respond to the pledge drive, and they refute that and say, "Oh no, don't cheat me out of that." I think they are excited about prodigious grace, Don.
I think so. I mean, what once you've heard the gospel, it's like you can't unring that bell.
Exactly.
And once you do that, you realize that. What a different place this world would be if everybody got to hear about the prodigious grace of the gospel of peace.
Oh, man. And that's what people need to hear. They do need to hear of the prodigious grace of God. And let me tell you, we've got prodigious characters that are contributing to this. I just stand in awe of this. Just like this conversation with our friend, I was just in awe. I always love the conversations that we have, but the end of this one was a big surprise. Folks, we've got so much going for us. I myself, as we go into 2018, feel like just the most fortunate man on planet Earth. I really, really do. It just feels as though that I have happened upon a world that I could have only dreamed of as a young man. And here I am. You know, sometimes I wonder why at my age that I'm still learning simple things that I should have been learning in school, but I didn't even complete school. And I was so depressed the years before that I couldn't learn anything in school. So I've had to teach myself so many of the very simple things. One of them being my vocabulary. Maybe that's why things like this excite me. Over the last 30 years, I have had to add sensible vocabulary that's usable in the English language that most other people know that I just never got to learn.
I just never done got to learn that up in the hills and hollers of East Tennessee.
Well, and a lot of people up in those hills and hollers did learn those things, but I didn't. And there's a lot of smart folks that come from that talk just like that, and they are smarter than several of us put together. It's really odd that in the last several years, I've surrounded myself with people who are almost linguistic experts. And that is Don Bartlett, Glenn Klein. Oh, my gosh. You talk about a vocabulary on a fella. And Jeff Robertson also.
See, you're a lot like Henry Ford in that respect. Henry Ford got taken to court, and they called him ignorant. And so the opposing counsel asked him several questions.
You saying I'm ignorant?
Well, no, not ignorant. In your case, I'd say ignorant. Yeah, so the opposing counsel asked him several questions. And the answer was, I don't know. How big is this city? I don't know. Whereabouts is this country? I don't know. Who's the king of Siam? I don't know. And the counsel very happily said, see, he is charged with being ignorant, and he's obviously ignorant. And then Henry Ford got up and in response said, look, I've got a red button on my desk. I can hit that red button and find out all the answers to every question you just asked, plus a lot that you don't even know. Mm-hmm. He won the court case. You have surrounded yourself with people that fill in the gaps. And and I don't know if you've done it. Yeah, you're very fond of saying the Holy Spirit is a great teacher. But I think you've done it again with young Nardos, only you've done it cross-generationally this time.
Yeah. And I have to tell you that I recognize that and I see it, but there was nothing deliberate in my thoughts about this that, well, I need to set this up to where it goes this and this, and I need that type of person and this type of person. I've just never done that. This has been very organic again in what has happened. I tell you, I still blame the Holy Ghost, the great teacher. He's the only one that I know of that could help us to understand to such a degree. And I do look to people. It's just an automatic thing for me to look to people who have talents and abilities that I don't have. The world doesn't need another Mike Williams. The world needs everybody else being themselves and sharing this gospel in their own way and from their own heart. I rely on Don so much when it comes to the history of the church, to words, what they actually mean, how do we use them, how do I use them, everything that you could think of. And it's been a real wonderful integration here of people, talents, and abilities, and like I said, as like Don said, and now we're reaching into the next generation. Now, Michael Blanch, of course, was he actually was a bit older than Nardos. In fact, he was several years older than Nardos. So Nardos is younger than Michael, young Michael, as I call him, and Nardos is even younger. So, it's good stuff going on here, folks. And the prodigious grace of God needs to be known by the human race. And we intend to be a part of that, at least.
Now, Mike, where's all the money go to that we collect on this pledge drive?
Well, I send it all to you, Don. What have you been doing with it?
Well, I got a new hole in the backyard with the marble and mirrors that we like to euphemistically call the swimming pool. And after that, there'll be my 150-acre ranch spread in Texas on Eagle Mountain, I guess.
Oh, that's more money than I've sent you, brother. So I don't know. You've got another enterprise going on there somewhere. Well, I think it's painfully obvious what we do with it. We, number one, our goal is to do anything in any way, in any form that we can, to get the gospel out to people. We pay small salaries, including myself, to be able to get done the things that we do pay for as far as salary is concerned. But the fact of it is that the rest of this all goes toward just the promotion of the gospel. A tremendous amount of money and time is consumed on equipment. We need more equipment. And thank goodness there are, we actually have people that are making contributions of equipment to the ministry.
Well, seeing it's a pledge drive we're talking about, let me just give a shout out to Sean Smith. Sean has dedicated, and he's not the only one, but Sean has done more to streamline the studio, recording studio here where I am, than anyone else. And that's only because we don't publicise our needs, else I know that we would have had other people rushing to fill the gap. We have had one person who's sending all of his musical equipment and recording equipment to me upon his death, and that is in order to build the Gospel Revolution and help in our outreach, and that has been just an amazing offer. And there are other people who just simply want to help for helping's sake, and they might do it with an old car.
Yeah.
They might do it with anything at all that maybe we can sell on eBay, or we can, and we will give you the tax write-off for that.
Exactly.
We have that capacity. So, Sean Smith, thank you for your unusual generous spirit and your transparent authenticity. And thank you for your friendship, and thank you for the way you're helping build our recording studio up. I so appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who want to be part of another growing and a pretty funny organisation, that would be the fastest dung slinger in the South, our friend Sean Smith, who is the creator and producer of Java Joe videos and Slung Dung videos, and you'll see them around. We may even put a couple up on the website as our way of saying thank you to him for everything he's done for us. But in the meantime, if you have any material things that you would like to bequeath to us, bequeath while you're living, if you like, it will help us. Now, just to put everything in context here, we do not spend a zillion dollars looking for new outreaches. We just don't do it. No. We can't be bothered. We can't be bothered because 10% of them might fire. And that's not what we're interested in. If we were interested in making money at the bottom line and a success of the whole ministry financially, we would go about doing it that way. But we are not. Our way of spreading the gospel is to look where the flames are already and rush over with a can of gasoline. Whereabouts are the flames at the moment, Mike?
Well, we definitely have that going on in Kenya, in different parts of Africa. It's been going on for many years in the Netherlands. Also, we have we also have Canada, and the places that in Australia that the gospel is springing up is really untold. I mean, more than we know of for sure. But the ones we do know of, like we said, we'll be doing the video conferences. Those are going to be really powerful. So all of those places and many more.
Now, also, we have a secret operation over in Burma. What's the name?
Myanmar?
Myanmar.
Yeah.
Myanmar, yeah. Do we have any news from that area at the moment?
No, we don't have. I would love to hear from these guys. I don't know exactly how to contact them again. The last we heard, there is a Bible school there. And, you know, there's a lot of peril, right, and even right now in Burma for different groups of people.
Sure is.
Seems like that one crisis ends for one group and it starts again for another group. So, but the gospel is the great equalizer in all of those situations. So our hearts are with these guys and their efforts. We definitely support them 100%.
Wonderful. So if you're wondering, where do your pledge drive dollars go? That's how they get
started. One died for all, therefore all died. Yeah. One died for all, one died for all. One died for all and rose to life. Yeah. One died for all.
Buried with Christ and raised with Him too. What is there left for us now to do? Simply to cease from struggling and strife. Simply to walk
in newness of life. One died for all, therefore all died. One died for all, one died for all. One died for all and rose to life. One died for all, one died for all.
Now this year we're going to be doing at two conferences up in Canada.
At Calgary.
We have free spots to do two more conferences in North America. Now, I was just rereading some of my old messages, and there were some people from over in the eastern states in Canada that were thinking of putting something together, if you're still thinking of doing that. If you'd like to see Michael in your area, freedom@gospelrevolution.com is where you send the letter. You can jump on the website, www.gospelrevolution.com, and you can just go to the very bottom of the page, invite Mike. Just click on that and invite Mike. Now, don't worry about the costs. We'll tell you what we need, and we'll tell you what we usually do and how we do it. We are delighted to come anywhere you want us to come to. A lounge room with five people in it, no problems. The biggest church in America with 5,000 people in it, we've done that too. Michael is ready to travel wherever the gospel takes him. And if that's Australia, he might send me packing with my bags because they understand the dialect that I use. Or maybe he'll just go himself because it's been too long since he sat in the green room at Brian Houston's church out there at Borkham Hill. So, all right, guys, that is our conferences, and we hope to do at least two Skype conferences this year. So if you would like a Skype conference, and we may be able to do more of those because Mike doesn't have to leave the comfort at home in order to do it. So if you want a Skype conference, and that means you've got a half a dozen people in your room, or you've got a hall full of 50 people, and you just have a TV there with your computer linked into your TV, and they see and hear Mike, and Mike sees and hears all of you. That is another thing that we want to do this year. So we're going to do at least two Skype conferences this year, at least two physical conferences in Canada this year, and we still have room for two more conferences. If you want to put your name on one of them, get in quickly and we'll arrange it. And give it time. If you want to do it 6 months out or 9 months out, that is great because it'll give you time to prepare. It'll give us time to prepare and make sure that the whole year is advancing in an orderly manner for us. Studio interviews we're going to be doing, four of them this year. We're expanding our website, and we need website developers or website writers or people who are familiar with WordPress. If you'd like to be involved with us there, we would love to have you on board. We need helpers. We need helpers to just help us do the day-to-day stuff. Yeah, since Jeff Robertson has left us, we have felt the burden on our shoulders of doing more. We've spread the responsibilities around, so to speak. And I don't want to say that we never appreciated Jeff, but I do want to say that we never realized how much extra work there was for all of us until we lost Jeff. So anyway, there you go. We need helpers. If you'd like to help, and look, if you'd like to put in an hour a week, 5 hours a week, I need people to review podcasts. Going right back to the very earliest podcasts, a webcast with Glenn Klein, I need people to review and give us a pricey of each webcast. Now, you can actually be sucking up the gospel, assimilating the truth, and taking that all in while you're doing this pricey. All you've got to do is sit down and listen to a podcast, one a week if you want, or two a week, or three a week, depending on what time you have. All you've got to do is log into the website, click on the podcast, find the podcast you want, and if I have too many people, I'll say, can you do 2007? Can you do 2008? And so forth. And we can work together, and I would be very, very grateful indeed for that. Because my dreams for the Gospel Revolution website are bigger than my the time that I have left to do anything. Video, audio, podcast reviews, and the website, Skype conferences, physical conferences, want the man in your lounge room, you want to pledge some money, you're going to be getting a phone call, some of you who've given us your phone numbers, we're going to be giving you a phone call starting this week. Gosh, is there anything we haven't covered in this Prodigious Grace podcast?
I think that we have covered about everything pertaining to the last year and what we have coming up this year.
Oh, and there's something else I forgot to tell you. Mike Williams has two new books coming out this year, a verse-by-verse expose in the book of Galatians and the same with the book of Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
And we've taught on that extensively over the years. These books, you're not going to be able to tear yourself away from them. Once you get started, you're going to have to actually force yourself away from them. Victor Brennan up in Canada at the moment has farmed out the editing. He's going to then send it to me, and we're going to put any further spit and polish that we need to on it. And by that time, of course, Michael Williams may have changed his tune on a couple, on enough things that we need a whole new bloody book.
Indeed.
Anyway, any help that you can give us, we appreciate, because you see, it costs us time, cash, and energy to research, produce, and maintain this earliest grace-based web presence for more than 25 years. That's a quarter of a century. Just think about that. That's longer than some generals in the Napoleonic War actually lived. We do it with equipment, website costs, a searchable public database complete with 3,000 hours of free material, 24/7 radio, podcasts, seminar recordings, videos, social media groups, forums, newsletters, and that's just the beginning. And you can see that we're looking at expanding on all of that for this year. And it's all just for you. www.gospelrevolution.com. Now, let me just say this about the pledge drive. We offer promotions based on your giving, and sometimes we offer celebrations and certificates based on just your participation, just your membership of the Gospel Revolution. Every new donor in this pledge drive will get a pharisectomy certificate stating that your inner Pharisee has been removed with surgical precision by the master unteacher himself, Michael LeBourne Williams. And we will be doing that in an actual certificate. That's every new monthly donor. Now, we have two areas where people just want to give us an amount. And that's a monthly pledge. And then we also have our monthly donors. Now, if you want to give $5 a month, $10 a month, $12 a month, a dollar a week, just go to www.gospelrevolution.com, go to donate link, and just follow it from there. And you can set up an ongoing monthly donation, and that's the way you will get your pharisectomy certificate. And also bless us. I mean, just help us get the gospel. You know, last month we had well over 1,000 listeners, in any given podcast. And if all of those 1,000 listeners just gave $1 a week, that'd be $4 a month, $4.3 a month, that'd be $4,300 a month. Let me tell you something, this gospel would be in a very different place, in my opinion. Now, every monthly pledge of between $10 and $50 will be rewarded with a sponsor certificate. These are extraordinarily ordinary-looking certificates created in black Arial font on pre-used office stationery and presented in a cheap Chinese frame. If we like you a lot, we may actually spray it gold. Every monthly pledge of over $50 a month will be rewarded with the producer certificate. These are real producerships, and we will authenticate and endorse these producerships whenever we're asked. You can put it on LinkedIn, on your new title, on your business cards, and they do help because they're authentic. Every monthly pledge of over $150 a month or $1,800 annually will be awarded with the Executive Producer Certificate. These carry the same weight as a Producer Certificate. Use the title in your resume and make sure you get it printed on your business cards as well. Remember, it is your responsibility to tell us that we need to celebrate your promotion and send out your certificate, because I'm too old and forgetful. And so it is that we must leave you, family and friends. I hope that you've enjoyed us sharing with you our plans for this coming year. We hope that your plans for this coming year are bigger and brighter than they've ever been before. And as we wish you Happy New Year, family, we hope that they all come true. We hope that all your dreams come true and that you get to celebrate the gospel and your own life in any way you want. And now it's good night from myself, Don Bartlett, from the Gospel Revolution Studios right here in Eva, Alabama.
And it is Good Night from Michael Williams here in Palm Beach County, South Florida. We love you so much, and we receive the love that we get from you continually. Danny Miniskanens has, over the last month or two, been sending us just the nicest emails of appreciation.
Uh-huh.
And we get little videos from him of music. Some of it I don't understand, but I do appreciate it. And there's just a million ways that over this last year that all of you have expressed your love and appreciation. And we want to give that right back to you by sharing more of the prodigious grace of God in 2018. We love you guys.
We hope you enjoyed today's PowerCast, but if you didn't, remember, just because you're offended does not mean you're right. So if you prefer learning how to think to being told what to think, join us again next week, same time, same channel, www.gospelrevolution.com. Hit the podcast link on the right side, or just go on the front page where you've got the new audio at the very top of the audio column. You got the podcast. Go enjoy. So if you prefer learning how to think to being told what to think, then join us again next week, same time, same channel, where we're going to do the same thing all over again.
Better.
One died for all, therefore all died. Yeah. One died for all. One died for all. For all and rose to life, yeah. One died for all, one died for all.
Buried with Christ and raised with Him too. What is there left for us now to do? Simply to cease from struggling and strife, simply to walk in newness of life.
One died for all, therefore all died. One died for all, one died for all, one died for all and rose to life. One died for all, one died for all.
Risen with Christ, our glorious head. Holiness now, the path where we tread. Beautiful thoughts from walking therein. He that is dead is free from all sin.
One died for all, them for all died. For all, one died for all, one died for all and rose to life. One died for all, one died for all.
Living with Christ, who will die no more. Hidden in Christ, who has gone before. Not under law, but now under grace. Sin is dethroned and Christ is placed.
One died for all, therefore all died. One died for all, one died for all, one died for all and rose to life. One died for all. One night, let's hear you singing out. One night.
Use only as directed. Absolutely no warranty expressed or implied. Contents under pressure. Use in a well-ventilated area. Do not use while operating a motor vehicle or heavy equipment. No user serviceable parts inside. One size fits all. Parental guidance suggested. Severe pain has sometimes been reported and in rare cases, death. Limited time offer. Call now to ensure your prayer blessing. This supersedes all previous notices. This information is subject to change without notice. At all participating churches near you.
Gospel Revolution.